Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving back into it, 7 o'clock hour. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get to Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Always joins the show, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. Go get those Ben Maller chicken fingers, that Big Bob's Bavarian pretzel, and Max Mushrooms.
And Dusty's Burger, it's coming to a menu near you. I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not, but I'm being told there's a Dusty Burger in the works. Yes, nothing for Mac quite yet, but Dusty's Burger is in the works. Stone Street's going to order it because he lives up there, so he's going to go over to the Landing in Liberty and get the Dusty Burger.
Mm. He'll probably hate it after the first bite. They should be called Max Mushrooms.
They really should be.
I love it. I'm all in on that.
Mid-major Mac Mushrooms.
Yes, yeah, oh, mid-major's Mac. But mid-major seems like it's a bad an appetizer. You don't want to call an appetizer. That's a mid-major. Now give me a power four.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appetizer.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the Bob's Bavarian pretzel.
What if it was like Max Mid-American mac and cheese?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You know how many people we have? It's so tough to say that. I'll just do the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Okay, I'll do the mid-major Max mac and cheese.
What if they had mac and cheese on the menu and every item was just a bowl of cheese and a picture of Mac?
Picture
and you
of
got
me.
Mac and cheese.
people.
I'm Dusty Likens reporting for Fox 4 News. There has been an uptick in cougars eating mac and cheese. More at 9.
And everybody's going to the landing to order mac and cheese. AI mac and a bowl of cheese.
Hell yes.
Every time you eat, it's just your giggle.
It's just me. Yeah, it's just me laughing.
Every bite. It's like a little Rugrat spoon from the 90s.
Yeah. You know, mac and cheese is one of those things that have a lot of high processed foods in it, so you need to get it out at the right place. Yes. You know, you got to get it at the landing, get that mac and cheese going. Yeah, that'd be funny.
Let's talk about it, Rob.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be in the text right here. Mm-hmm. 4-3-2 I'm kidding. What Chiefs team are we going to see on Sunday? Because there is a chance. I see it as two different ways. One, they're going to absolutely prove us wrong because we haven't really seen this situation in this dynasty for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Never seen it.
Never been week 14 and people are biting their fingernails and wondering, are we going somewhere in January or are we still going to be watching football come January? Mm-hmm. And this is what you would look at is on paper. And obviously football, at least this Sunday, is played on grass. And you would say to yourself, hey, Will Anderson, all these defensive players on the defensive line. And I understand there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, they didn't practice. Say, relax. It's week 14. It's Wednesday. Veterans Day off. They'll probably all be full practices today or limited or whatever. Then Friday it'll be like FP, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You can't look at the injury report this right. time of year and gain anything from it.
And I think that if you look at this game and you ask yourself, which team will you see? Will you see the team that is, you know, admitted to defeat because the defensive line for the Houston Texans is too much and we see panicky Mahomes against the rush? Or is this the team that we haven't seen before and the unknown is out there? Like, hey, we're going to tickle some tonsils, is what Andy Reid said. Mm-hmm. Okay, what does that mean? We don't know. Andy Reid's got a back pocket full of, you know, one-liners. We'll bring that up later on from New Heights as they talked about Richard grabbers.
Yeah, make sure that's clean.
We did. We went through this morning. we even doubled down on it. But we haven't necessarily, and it is an honest conversation, that you haven't seen your team of the Chiefs in this dynasty with Mahomes and Andy and Kelce and all these guys kind of have this sort of adversity. I know Christmas Day was bleak and it sucked, and you're like, man, we have no offense. Nobody can catch the ball. But hey, here's this defense. This year, you're not having that conversation. You're like, our offense seems fine. The yardage per play seems great. Mahomes is, what, second in the league in passing yardage, only behind Drake May, or maybe third behind Drake May and Dak Prescott. They're losing games by one score. Last year, we won one score games. Like this year, it's like playoffs or bust is what the process always seems to be for the Kansas City Chiefs. And this game is kind of win or go home. So are you going to see the same team you've seen all year long? Or are you going to see this team that's like, hey, we did the Michael Jackson way. We looked the man in the mirror and said, we're better than this. And by golly, people are going to like it. And I don't know which team we're going to see. And I think you'll be able to tell within the first, I don't know, first half of the quarter to see where the offensive mindset is. I know the first 15 are scripted, and that's why I say that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to say the part where they're going to show up, right? And but I don't know what I've seen this year to say they are going to do that. That's to me the biggest thing. Like the evidence that they have given us this year is not the evidence of, hey, this is going to be the team that shows up and says, all right, enough is enough, and they put their foot down and they go out there and they lick tonsils or whatever the analogy was the other day, right?
Tickle
the tonsils, right? They've not done that all year, and we're at week 14. Like, I just don't think you can turn a switch on, right? You are kind of who you are, and this is the team is who they are. The defense gives up a drive on the first series to the offense. They score a touchdown. You're down 7-0, and then the game starts. And I mean, that's how it's been, you know, all season long for this football team. So I don't have any evidence right now other than what they did, you know, in the past to say that they're going to do this now. But those past teams are not this team. And the despondent looks from Patrick Mahomes on Thursday and hearing about him in the Denver locker room, it's almost like you look at Patrick Mahomes, he's like, I don't know what else I can do out here. I don't know. R's instead of P's all the time could help in some of that situation. But I think right now, you know, the part that scares me the most is Patrick Mahomes trying to be that guy that takes over and does make more mistakes that hurts that team. And I was thinking about it again, you know, talking about yesterday and the interceptions and people don't want to blame Patrick Mahomes and whatnot. But like those, you don't know what the defense is going to do if they're going to be able to make stops. You know those interceptions directly resulted in losses, and those are the tangible evidence that you can point it to. So the quarterback's got to play a clean game. You can't give Texans the Texans an opportunity to do anything, and you have to go out there and assert yourself. But it's hard to do with backup offensive linemen, and it's hard to do for a team that hasn't done it all year long. I can't believe I'm the down one on this one. You know, I just feel that way, though, based on the evidence. They've got to now show me. I've used a lot of what they've done in the past, but what they've done in the past, they're not doing in the present at this point in time.
Yeah, we can't keep going back to the precedent like I've done this whole season, right? Going back to the well, they've done it. Best coach, best quarterback. We've seen them do this.
Right.
Like, the precedent is not... At some point, like, you are who you are, like you said. And really, like, again, I believe this started last season. The record is not indicative of how good that team really was. Their record was better than that team really was. And now it's showing here. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little.
It's math. Everything evens out.
It's evening out.
It's even 12-0,
and now 1-5, 1-6 now in one score games, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think they'll see anything different. I mentioned it earlier. One standard drop back pass from under center, like, that would have changed by now. And You could eat off of that. You could live off of that. Defenses wouldn't respect it. They wouldn't know what was coming. And Andy Reid still hasn't done it. I don't know why that would change now.
Are you? Let me just play devil's advocate here for a second. Or maybe it's not devil's advocate, but I'm going to ask the question. Do you think Andy Reid is afraid to put Mahomes under center because of the Denver thing and the sneak that happened years ago?
No, because we've not seen this before. We've passed under center before.
Yeah.
When?
Not this season. Yeah, not this year.
I'm just asking. I don't know. Like, and the reason I ask is I'm just trying to grasp for you made that point that you made, how good they were the one time they did it under center, and then they don't do it again. See, we can do it. Okay, then do it again.
Do it.
Yeah, I think it's just he likes what he has in his quarterback, and he just knows. Like, you look at the national narrative, man. Like, people are like, the Chiefs aren't out of it until Mahomes is out of it. Like, until that guy is mathematically eliminated, the Chiefs are not out of it.
Correct.
Now, we watch a ton of Chiefs games. This city is who I'm talking about when it comes to we, not just us three here doing the show. You watch this enough. Like, you've seen everything, and that's why I think a lot of people are torn. Because you have seen this team be at its ultimate adversity. And I take you back to the Houston Texans playoff game, mm-hmm. ironically, or coincidentally.
Yeah.
That game, I mean, I was in here with Jay Binkley. And he's just like, here we go again. This is the same thing. It was him and Kent Swanson. We sat in this studio. And it's like, ugh, here it is again. And then you watch it. And then it happens again in the Tennessee game. And you're like, I don't know if they can do it again. They do it again. Mm-hmm. And then it happens in the Super Bowl. And you're like, all right, I'm a believer. And now... For the first time since I think now is the first time where most of the fan base has gone back and said to themselves, I don't know if this team can do it. And in the recent history and in most history, they have told you, watch. And now it's at that situation where it's like, man, all these great years, you know, the shortest season we had was an overtime loss in the AFC Championship game. And we're on the brink of missing the playoffs. But I'm not ruling them out because of what I've been ruled in before. And it's almost like a snip, snap, sip, snap, to go back to Michael Scott quote from earlier. It's, you know, where we used to be, which was like my dad. And I don't blame them for being in that situation. Binkley as well, where it's like, oh, we're down again. We had this great season, went 13-3 and lost in the first round of the playoffs. Prove me wrong. Now, those same people are guys, hey, like, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that this team is not going to make the playoffs. And now we get to sit back and have these mixed emotions of twisted fate and be like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go with my belief or I'm going to go with what I currently see.
Yeah, I have to go with what I currently see at this point in time. You know, what you did in the past is great to kind of give you a direction and an understanding of where you are. But that team last year is nothing compared to what this team is this year or any team. Like next year's Royals team, you can't compare it to last year's team and say that they did this, they did that. No, it's a completely different team. And this current team of the Chiefs is just showing us that they just don't have what it takes to win these games when they're close. And that's ultimately the difference in seasons between good teams and bad teams. It's those one score games and doing those little things. And if you're not doing those little things, you can't do the big things.
Coming up, Ben Maller and One Word with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, it is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, got the Chiefs and Texans this weekend. You think this Chiefs team is a playoff team?
Well, for weeks I've been saying, guys, it's good to be on with you again. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and all that. Get that out of the way. But the niceties. But no, I don't see it. I thought that you're playing the Cowboys, and I know the Cowboys traded for some guys on defense. I thought that was the pivot point game. And yeah, they were in the game and they, you know, they had a shot and all that, but they didn't get it done. So I'm now off the bandwagon. Now, if they win this this weekend, I can get back on. But for now, I'm off. I've stepped off the bandwagon. I don't see it. They're just a little off here and there. It's like they're not bad, the Chiefs. You guys have seen it all year. We've all watched it. They're just a little, like the whatchamacallit's not right on defense, or you know, the game in Jacksonville where the, you know, guys were kind of lazy there, or there's a special teams mistake, or you miss a kick, or the offense was mediocre at times. It's just like a little off. And I don't see any evidence. I'm looking for evidence that they're going to get it done. Now, the good thing is this weekend, you know, C.J. Stroud he's a guy that will turn the ball over. And if you turn the ball over, it's going to be really, as you guys, you're there, it's going to be cold and, you know, the night game and all that. So there is an opportunity for the Chiefs defense to win that game. But until they do it, I'm not feeling it. I don't feel it right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I think a lot of us are. Until they go out there and show us that they're not a 6-6 football team, it's hard to believe that they're not a 6-6 football team. And that's been the kind of the struggle all week. Dusty and I have been having, like, what's the one thing that you're pointing to? And you just listed a litany of things that have gone wrong. And I think that's the difference between being a good team and a great team, or a good team and a bad team in the NFL, are the little things.
Well, then, and you're also like, you're looking around, you're like, okay, so if the Chiefs were to win, who do they need to lose? It's like, it's this weird thing. Like, I was looking at the playoff possibilities, which is, you want to have a headache, look at the playoff possibilities. But if the Chiefs were able to win, like, they kind of need now, they need the Jaguars to win this weekend, right? Because they lost to Jacksonville. So they beat the Colts. So they need the Colts there. They need the Colts to lose that game, or win the game rather, right? See, I'm even confusing myself. I'm trying, like, if they win this and lose that, like, where are they going to end up? So it's that kind of thing right now for the Chiefs. But it's completely irrelevant if they don't win. Like, if that's obvious, they're completely cooked at that particular point. The Texans, that's a toss-up game because of the, like I said, C.J. Stroud makes a lot of mistakes. The Texans' defense is big time, though. That's the problem there.
Ben, we keep, I don't know, there's a lot of people that still have faith, like, to the fullest. And I want to ask you this, because obviously a different place than Kansas City. When do you think it is like 100%, all right, it's not happening? Because I still think in your heart of hearts, and that I can hear in your voice, that you will not doubt Mahomes until it is a little lowercase e next to the Kansas City Chiefs. Because what you mentioned, everything that's got to happen, it's really not that much, man. You beat the Texans, the Colts fail, and you beat the Chargers in 2 weeks. The Chiefs are a completely different team. It's amazing how quickly the NFL season, you know, they say, let's play the season out. Let's play the whole season out. The next 2 weeks, if the Chiefs win the next two games, they get in the playoffs, and what a better time than to sneak into a playoff, especially in the AFC side of things.
Yeah. So, yeah, until they're eliminated, obviously. I mean, they get in, you're like, would you – the problem is you're going to be like the last team in, most likely, right? The Chiefs are not going to – they're not catching the Broncos, so forget about that. So you're going to be like the last team or the next to last team if they get in. So you have to play on the road all the time. But yeah, until they're eliminated, Dusty, you can't, until they're dead, right? You're like that. Right. They're going to, there's some life there. There's a pulse. There's hope and all that. Because the positive on that side, as we've talked about, like, the Patriots have a great record. And the Broncos have a great record. I still think in a one-off game, like, they don't have the fear factor, the Patriots. The Broncos don't have the fear factor. Even though those teams have great records, you still think, you know, they're not proven playoff teams. Bo Nix is not great. Drake May is having a great year, but you're still like, he hasn't done it in playoff games. And we've all seen guys – that were great regular season. Peyton Manning was a great regular season player. He was a choke artist in the playoffs. He was a terrible playoff quarterback. It happens a lot. Guys are great in the regular season. Until they prove it in the playoffs, you don't know.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, we got a big one on Thursday night. Maybe one of the best regular season slates that we've seen in quite some time. It's Dallas and Detroit. Detroit's kind of in the same situation as the Chiefs are right now. They're kind of out there on life support a little bit and have to get a big win against the Cowboys. This game is going to be magical tonight, I think. I think this is going to be one of the best Thursday night games we've seen in a while.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm right there. This is usually like the Thanksgiving leftover game, right? The teams we always have to watch on Thanksgiving, and now they're back at it. And I handicapped the game for Benny versus the Penny, and I actually like the Cowboys in the game tonight, which is crazy. I didn't think, if you had told me like a month ago, who are you going to pick in the Cowboy line? There's no chance I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. Are you kidding me? But this guy, Quinnen Williams, who came over from the Jets, he's been doing really well. I mean, he's been great. And the defense, as we saw last week against the Chiefs, they're not a shutdown defense, but they're good enough with that offense where they got something. And they no longer stink. They're at least competitive, the Cowboys. And this was the murderer's row where they played the Lions, or the Lions of the last game, but they played the Eagles and the Chiefs, and they won the first two, and now they have this game. And there is I believe in the multiverse, guys, there is a world where the Cowboys win this game tonight and then they keep going, they make the playoffs, and the coach of the year is Brian Schottenheimer and the executive of the year is Jerry Jones for making those trades when the Cowboys were dead right before the deadline. Everyone laughed at the Cowboys. What are you doing? Why would you make those trades? The Cowboys aren't going to, me included, by the way, my hand is raised. I goofed on the Cowboys, and here they are. They've got a golden opportunity, and that the Lions' offensive line is pretty weather-beaten, and we know Jared Goff does not do well when he gets pressured, so that does not look great on a tablet when you're looking at that matchup tonight. But it should be fun. It should be high-scoring, come down to the end of the game, a field goal here, a field goal there.
Ben, I like that you said all those things, but you missed one little link. If Jerry Jones wins executive and Schottenheimer wins coach of the year, and they win that division, that means Dak's winning MVP.
Is he, though?
Because I would think that if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, if the Cowboys win the NFC East,
okay,
right, and Philly collapses, they'll fire Sirianni. We can all agree to that, right? Three guys here, Sirianni would be fired, even though they won a Super Bowl last year. If they collapse, that'd be two collapses in 4 years with two Super Bowl visits. Man, he might be bipolar. But if the Cowboys win the NFC East, there is no doubt in my mind that May and Stafford would cancel each other out in votes, because 50 people will vote on this. And then Dak comes back, wins that division, gets into the playoffs, would be a top four seed. I would think that they would give Dak the MVP. I know right now he has the third best odds, and it's a two-man race with Stafford and Drake May. But that happens, man. That's because you know what they say. You can only win the MVP if you win your division.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. And there really isn't – it doesn't seem like there's a path for the Cowboys to get in if they're not winning the division, because the Niners schedule and Green Bay – I guess Green Bay's got a tougher schedule. So, yeah, I mean, I I'll go with that, Dusty. I still think Stafford's going to bounce back and absolutely destroy the Cardinals this weekend and have like four touchdowns. And you know, I think he got that – I believe he got it out of his system, all the turnovers last week, although – who knows? We'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, under that scenario, that's the yellow brick road for the Dallas Cowboys right there, where everything comes together. And Jerry Jones laughs at all the critics and just points his finger and says, ha-ha, you losers.
Talking with Ben Maller, does Lane Kiffin leave a party better than anybody? Like, I've never seen an exit. Like, all his exits are grand exits. Does anybody leave better than Lane Kiffin?
Lane is either the smartest, greatest coach we've seen in this generation of coaches, or he's the biggest con man we've ever come across. I'm not sure which. A buddy of mine sent me the link on YouTube of Al Davis. If you want to laugh, I forgot about how bad that was. Al was a very senile man at the time when he fired Lane Kiffin and then had the overhead projector and pointed out how bad a coach Lane Kiffin was. It was hilarious. Yeah, Lane's great, man. He chased off the road in Oxford. The tarmac in L.A., they were burning sofas in Knoxville. He got – how about Lane Kiffin sending out that statement? I laughed at that. Lane was talking about what a great coach – Nick Saban, rather, was talking about what a great coach Lane Kiffin was. And then we went back and we were like, well, didn't Nick Saban get rid of Lane Kiffin before the championship game because he was so annoyed with Lane? What are you doing? it's pretty good. Like this guy's a firecracker, Lane Kiffin.
Could you imagine being in the same room with he and I just drew a blank on her name, but the female coach of LSU's basketball team? What a conversation that could be. Also, Lane Kiffin just reminds me of the coaching version of Kirk Cousins. Nobody understands why they're relevant or why they get paid all this money, but here they are because he's the best guy in the worst situation. But I do want to ask you this question. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I love that. You know, I love that question because, as you know, I live in this mansion, and based on my Super Bowl predictions over the years. So that's obviously what's going on here. I know exactly who's going to win, but I can't tell you that. You're going to have to watch Benny versus the Penny to find out.
Hey, there we go. There we go. I want to ask you this, though. Chiefs-Texans. I don't know if you've seen the Chiefs defense or offensive line completely beat up. You should look up the names and see how many of them are actually football players or insurance salesmen. They play that monstrous Texas defensive line. It is Patrick Mahomes, backs against the wall, Andy Reid. He said he's going to tickle some tonsils, by the way. I don't know if you've ever heard that before or if you even have your tonsils. But how do you think they have a chance? Like, I know we talked about it way before this, but, like, legitimate chance, like a situation the Chiefs have never been in before with Mahomes, with Andy Reid, against this defense, with a battered offensive line, but it is an Arrowhead. Well, how's this game go?
Yeah, so fun fact, I don't have my tonsils. I remember I was a kid. I had them taken out. I got a lot of ice cream. I was a fat kid. My mom gave me lots of ice cream, so I love that. I did not mind my tonsils being taken out. So I've never heard a coach use that line. I like that Andy did that. And I wonder what he was watching before he decided to use that line. I don't know. But, yeah, there's a path. The Chiefs at home, you know, handicapping the game because of C.J. Stroud making mistakes. And you can adjust. If you have a suspect offensive line against a good defense, it's football 101. Like anybody who watches football knows, you just get rid of the ball quicker. You're going to have to change your offense a little bit. And you don't have time to hold the ball. Mahomes is good enough. He's a top guy, top two or three guy in the NFL, even though he's not a great year this year. He should be able to adjust with Andy Reid, and they should be able to make some stuff. They're not going to score a bunch of points, but they're not going to have to score a ton of points. So, yeah, this is a 50-50 type game this weekend. You factor in the weather and everything, all the stuff involved in it, and it's a toss-up game. It should be great, which is – we had a good Sunday night game last week, even though it wasn't a great matchup because Washington, but the game came down to overtime. That was good. This should be a fourth quarter game.
Well, Ben, we appreciate the time. Best of luck in your interview for the Penn State job, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I can't wait. You guys, come to Happy Valley with me.
It's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Shout out Aussie yesterday for the oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah, they were really good.
How many chocolate chippies do you have left, or how many did the fiancé have?
Both had one. It was great.
They're so good.
They are good, and I'm not even a chocolate chip guy.
Throw them in the oven for like 10 seconds.
Ooh, yeah.
That's really weird. I've never really heard anybody say they're not a chocolate chip cookie fan.
Not a big chocolate guy. Hot takes with Mac. Here we go. One word.
Big chocolate guy over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Bruce Feldman.
Who?
Never heard of him. Reporter at The Athletic and Fox, college football guy. This is his tweet from yesterday. Ooh. Discussing college football playoff rankings, because Texas ahead of Vandy, Miami not ahead of Notre Dame, and the reasoning for that inconsistent. Someone says, the committee now says it's easier to use the head-to-head win as data point if the teams are back-to-back in the rankings. Bruce Feldman says, this is also effing stupid. They just keep making it up as they go along. It's like the CFP committee is going out of its way to show that the sport is run by morons. One word.
Correct. I mean, I don't understand why people are debating this head-to-head thing. That's literally the number one tiebreaker in every sport. That's the tiebreaker in life. Mm-hmm. How'd you do head-to-head against that guy? Well, I beat him. Well, then you win. Like, why are we discrediting the head-to-head Notre Dame-Miami matchup?
Yeah, my one word is expansion. Here it comes, right? Every single year, it's never good enough. When will it be good enough? They're still expanding the March Madness tournament. It's not good enough. 64 teams, 96 teams, 108 teams, 114 teams. When is this going to be 16 teams? That's what Diego Pavio wants, your boy from the built of van.
Well, yeah, so he can get in.
Yeah, so he can get in. Don't blame him, though.
I mean, I don't know that it has to be 16 or whatever. We just have to have some order in this thing. We can't continue to have a committee with biases determine who's in. Like, why can't we do it? Is a professional sport now. Why can't we just go with conferences, with leagues, and with standings and go that route with it instead of all of this minutia? Because I think I'd rather get to a 64-team league with standings and all that kind of stuff before we got to 16 teams and just letting more teams into the playoffs. We need some order, some structure. Right now in college sports, as we've said over and over again, it's the wild, wild west in everything that they do.
And we'll talk more about college football and the state of it in the college football playoffs right now or later in the show at 8 o'clock, because there's a lot of good arguments for that Miami-Notre Dame on both sides.
Yeah,
I really don't know where I sit right now.
Who won the head-to-head matchup?
Miami.
So if it comes down to the two of them, Miami should get in.
There's lots of arguments that could say otherwise.
It's head-to-head. And Notre Dame has two losses?
So does Miami.
Who won the head-to-head?
Miami.
We're done. There's nothing else to look at.
I don't think we are. We can get into it. I do not think we're done at all. Giannis, trade request. Apparently it happened in the offseason. Brian Winter said, basically, I want to be a Knick, was Giannis's words. One word, of course, he did suffer a calf strain, or at least we're very optimistic that it is just a calf strain and not an Achilles tear. One word on Giannis Antetokounmpo requesting a trade.
Smart. Yes. Get the hell out of Milwaukee, right? And go to New York, because he knows what happens if he goes to New York. He would become maybe the biggest star in the NBA immediately because he's playing for that team. I'm also over everybody saying that he has to go to the Lakers. Screw off, Lakers. Like, why do we have to put all the good players in L.A.? You know what the NBA needs? A legitimate superstar in a big-time market on the East Coast so people can watch their games before they go to bed. And so the Knicks need Giannis. The NBA needs Giannis to go to the Knicks.
My one word would be Shaq, right? Orlando, big year, went to the finals, lost to Houston. Although Giannis did win in Milwaukee.
He did.
But again, like, my one word would be Shaquille, right? Or Shaq. He went to L.A. Look what happened in L.A. Became even bigger of a superstar, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Already big time. Giannis already big time. Goes to L.A., explodes. Gets paired with Kobe. They win three. You go to New York. You get paired with Jalen Brunson. You get Timotei, Ben Stiller, all the celebrities there. Spike Lee probably won't even know what to do with himself. Sign me up.
It's entertainment value at the toppest. 100%. At the toppest. The highest of level.
Giannis in the garden.
Oh, God.
They call it the Greek garden.
I mean, they would, man. I mean, the league needs it. The league needs it. Just like they sent Jokic to L.A. last year, right? And give them a little bit of Doncic. I mean, and then let's get Giannis to New York. I mean, L.A. doesn't need to have all the good players.
We'll end with New Heights. Jason Kelce commenting on Andy Reid's comments on tickling tonsils.
Ugh. What are other, like, sexual, like, metaphors that coaches have used in the past? The one that I've always heard is, you take these big beaters you got and you put them into that middle of the chest.
Richard,
those are my
beaters.
Favorite. Beaters is a great all-timer. You ever heard that one?
Have I, yeah.
Such a long way to just say hands.
Yes. Yeah. You can't just say something. You need to say something that registers something in your head. If you say, like, hey, put your hands in his chest, it's like, I don't even, that's already out my fucking brain. You tell me to put my beaters inside of his chest, I'm remembering you telling me to put my beaters in his chest. I'm not going to forget that one.
Oh, my hands.
How'd you know? I really only have one beater. Are you guys using both?
He started looking around the room.
Time out.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, yeah, beater.
You guys are going lefty?
No. Same time. Same time. Yeah, same time.
Yeah. I'm a basket weave guy myself.
The basket weave guy.
So good.
I mean, he killed Travis.
Yes.
I mean, he sent Travis to a casket of laughter.
Are they talking about the same coach that they both had? The guy in Cincinnati? Richard Beaters. Put your Richard Beaters inside his chest.
Men's wieners.
Better believe it.
I am a basket weaver myself, Jason goes with.
That was perfect.
I'm in pain laughing.
I think the two things I take away from that audio, one, my one word would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Two, when Kelsey goes, wait, you guys use two hands? And then the other guy's like, it's a really long way to just say hands.
Yeah. who was the other guy on there?
I don't know. I need to look that up. I didn't know, but he was funny too.
I mean, Jason got Travis so good. Yes. You hear Travis at the end going,
Wowzers. God. What a show.
Put your Richard Peters on him.
He loved it. I mean, he's still laughing.
He's gone,
now.
Man. He's gone. Oh, boy. The pink snort.
Travis driving and listening to the show is dying right now.
More of a basket weaver myself.
It's perfect.
Oh, boy. Coming up on the other side, it's Smash or Pass. It's brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf, and also brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We get back with Smash or Pass here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Forget caller number 5 today. You gotta say, hey Mac, you got really nice hair, a beautiful laugh, and some good Richard Beaters.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh yes! Yes!
That's right. Be caller number 5. You have a chance at a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Also brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Before we get into the first part of it, which is foods that get a bad rap, the holiday is upon us, right? 3 weeks from today is Christmas.
Oh, my. Jeez, really? Yeah. Wow.
3 weeks from today is Christmas. McDonald's. Yeah. They're doing something new.
What are they doing?
So they have a Grinch special.
Saw that.
You can get 10 nuggets or a Big Mac.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you go with?
10 nuggets.
Okay. Comes with fries
and
a pair of socks.
Oh, that's kind of
that are
cool.
Like Grinch-themed socks. Okay. Right? Looks like an adult lunch, kids meal, basically. Yeah. But here's the twist. It comes with a paper bag and a package of Grinch salt.
I saw that.
And the Grinch salt is dill pickle flavored. Yep. So you take the fries, you put them in the bag, you sprinkle the salt, do a little shake, and every video I've seen is this. I hope you like pickles because it's overpowering.
I will tell you this. For McDonald's fries, I don't even need their fancy catsup on there.
I don't need salt.
You need nothing. I think that's a mistake by McDonald's to put that out there.
Because
I understand that, but like you're trying to make something different and good that's outstanding by itself. Like their fries need no help whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like the best in the game. That's what they have. That's their staple.
That is. Everybody knows their fries, and so they're doing that. I guess you change it, but I'm out on that. I'm not a big dill pickle potato chip fan.
Because that's what the Grinch does. The Grinch, you know, he's like Satan. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy your soul during Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Another top-tier Christmas movie.
Which one?
Jim Carrey.
Okay.
But you're right. You're right.
I mean, you could watch a triple feature.
Yes, yes,
you could. The OG. You could watch Jim Carrey. You could watch the, what is it, Disney one?
The OG is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The cartoon one.
Yeah, I think I would go half the salt and get a little bit of flavor.
Yeah, I'm just not a pickle. Like, I love pickles, but I don't like that pickle flavoring on my chips and stuff.
And then Burger King has the SpongeBob you mentioned yesterday.
This looks gross.
But the little potatoes are like cheese and bacon stuffed.
Those look good. Yeah.
Those look good. Yes.
And I like the bun, too. I like the little yellow bun. I think it looks cool.
Just looks like so... artificial, but that's coming from fast food.
Oh, a fast food restaurant looks artificial?
It's just like next level.
We're gonna have to stop eating all these artificial foods. Oh, man. Why are we eating that?
It's AI food, but who cares?
RFK. Foods that get a bad rap that I think a lot of people would still smash. I am not in this, and this is why I need to probably grow up. For some reason, I know I get flack for it all the time, from Maloney to Emily to you guys to family members, meatloaf.
You don't like it.
It's the name.
Yeah, but it really is good. Red Door Grill has an amazing meatloaf.
Yes, I need to try this.
It is so good. It is so delicious. There.
I've heard it's good at Third Street Social.
Okay.
Third Street Social uses like an andouille sausage with theirs, and they sear it, and they put like a demi-glace.
Yeah, how do you not want to eat that just because of the
name?
It has to be, and it's fine.
It goes to the next one, Sloppy Joe.
I love Sloppy Joes. Oh, the kids love them. They're so easy, man. Yeah, pound of ground beef or turkey, a can of Manwich, and you're ready to roll.
I'm surprised you, because you're chili cheese fry lord, but not
sweet and salty.
Yeah, that is sweet. The Sloppy Joe is true. A little sweet.
And I've always heard, I know, I haven't opened the text line yet, but everyone's like, dude, you got to do Sloppy, screw Manwich, but that's what we grew up on.
Yeah, that's what we all grew up on.
And God rest, you know, bless his heart, he's obviously still with us. My stepdad, every time, Sloppy Joe's, burger buns, crinkle fries, and he put a piece of that Velveeta cheese on it, and then put the top bun, let it lightly melt, and then just go to town.
See, I would pass on the cheese because it's too hard to eat like as it is, and then you put the cheese on there, it makes it even tougher.
Cannot do it. You guys are just over here smashing Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, that's fine.
With
the
Joker smile of just grease and Manwich.
Yeah, I like a good Sloppy Joe.
Meatloaf's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, meatloaf
honestly
is fantastic.
I love it.
If it's done the right way. Now, if you've had bad loaf, then I understand it's not good.
Yeah, the way
especially
I grew
it's
up,
cold now. It's good.
Yeah, meatloaf the way I grew up with it was obviously the worst way. It was just meat log with a ton of white onions and ketchup on top, throw it in the oven, pull it out, cut it in little slits.
The same thing we had to, dude. The same thing.
Because I've thought about making it like a giant meatball, do like beef and Italian sausage, and then go out to my Blackstone and sear it, and then have like a demi-glaze sauce, and then make my own mashed potatoes. I'd probably love
it. Sounds gas.
I haven't done it.
It's funny that you say that, because when I was growing up, you had that image of that meatloaf with the white onions, like you just said, and I never really liked it after that, because that's what we had as a kid. And then I eventually tried it at the Hereford House back in the day. I'm like, oh, they've got really good meatloaf, you know, the one downtown. Then that burned down. You can't go to Leawood. And so you've got that. And then Red Door Grill had their meat. I like it. It's good. Out.
816 says, or 913, excuse me, the cheese binds it together, Bob. Makes it easier to eat.
Oh, does it really? I would think that would make it harder to eat, especially the Velveeta. I found this one online. I want to know if you guys would eat this. This grilled cheese, garlic butter grilled cheese hot dog. And it's a hot dog bun that's basically turned into garlic bread with cheese. And then the hot dog is put on top of it. But the hot dogs are basted in garlic butter.
Yes. How many would I eat is the question.
You're eating that.
I'd tickle my tongue.
And then they dip it in garlic butter as a dipping sauce.
I don't know if you need to do that. That kind of seems like a little extra, but yeah, I would.
I'll take everything but the hot dog in that. Like, I could kick the hot dog to the curb, and that looks like some good garlic bread.
Let me tell you something here. How about this? An Italian sausage, and you throw a little marinara on top.
Oh, now that we're talking.
I'm in.
Yeah, now you're channeling your Anselmo there, I'll tell you.
Hey, Jasper, I need 6 Italian sausages, not cooked, just made, and a side of sauce.
Man, Jasper's driving in right now with those sausages for you. But you're right. If you do like a sweet Italian sausage with marinara on top, that's a game changer right there. Yeah, I'm in on that. Yeah,
no doubt about it. I mean, I would 100%.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes!
That's right. Call number 5. Got a chance at a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu. Kansas City's best steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf, and Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. One we didn't get to, cinnamon fruity pebbles.
Yeah, it's not fruity. It's just cinnamon pebbles now. That's their new flavor that's being released. Mm. I can see that for a holiday treat. I don't know that's flying in August.
Imagine if you made Rice Krispie treats that way. Because have you ever had Rice Krispie treats with Have you ever had Rice Krispie treats with fruity pebbles? Ever made that way?
No.
Fantastic. So good. Yeah. It's fantastic. now do cinnamon.
Cinnamon ones.
Cinnamon marshmallow?
Yeah, that may be a good holiday treat, too.
The garage was an early visit this morning.
My goodness.
I think they're copying Cinnamon Toast Crunch here.
100%.
That's my take.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of a red cinnamon flavor as opposed to a brown cinnamon flavor. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like red cinnamon versus holiday cinnamon versus like your normal everyday cinnamon.
Very different.
Yeah. So I was thinking it was like a holiday red cinnamon.
Okay, that makes sense. I was like, August? Why would that matter? Oh, yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicken raft, cheese stuff, smoke loaf totally tickles my tonsils.
Ooh. Smash.
Okay. All right. By the end of the year, I'll try meatloaf. I promise.
Ooh, I love it.
I promise.
By the end of the year, okay?
By the end of the year, I will try meatloaf. Coming up on the other side, at some point, you have to just say what it is here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.